Hi, everybody. Thank you for joining the story of the day. Today we have a most amazing story about the Baal Shem Tov. One day, the Baal Shem Tov was sitting in the Beis Medrash in the study hall with his students, and he was learning Torah with them. He was learning maybe about the Parsha, or maybe he was learning Gemara, or maybe Halacha, or maybe Chumash, or Chassidus, and all of a sudden, the Baal Shem Tov stood up, and he started swimming. Well, he wasn't really swimming because he was standing in a dry room, but it looked like he was swimming. He was moving his arms, and he was saying, "Swim, swim, swim, swim." And the students looked up at the Baal Shem Tov, and they couldn't believe it. What is this? The Baal Shem Tov is making believe he's swimming in the middle of a lesson, in the middle of a shiur, in the middle of teaching them Torah. And there goes the Baal Shem Tov, "Swim, swim," he says, and he's moving his arms like he's swimming. "Swim, swim." After a few minutes, all of a sudden, the Baal Shem Tov sat down at the table and he continued to teach the Talmidim Torah as if nothing had happened. And all the students were shocked. They couldn't believe it. What is this? Baal Shem Tov was teaching. All of a sudden, he stood up and started making believe he was swimming and saying, "Swim, swim, swim." And all of a sudden, he stopped that and went back to teaching Torah. Okay? Nobody asked him why. Because they knew the Baal Shem Tov did a lot of things that they didn't necessarily understand, but later they found out. After a little while, the Baal Shem Tov went back into his office, and a few minutes later, in walks a Jew into the Beis Medrash, and he is soaking wet, soaking, he's wet completely, his shoes are full of water, and his shirt, and his pants, and his yarmulke, he's wet, completely. And the student said to the Jew, "What happened? Why are you all wet? It's not raining outside. How'd you get so wet?" And the Jew said, "Well, I'll tell you what happened. You see, I don't know how to swim. And I was walking along the river, and all of a sudden I tripped. I fell into the river. And the water was very deep. And I can't swim. I started to drown. Shalom lo aleinu. And I could not reach the edge of the river back to the land, and the water was over my head, and I was sinking, and I thought I was going to drown. And all of a sudden, I hear somebody saying, 'Swim, swim, swim.' And I felt my arms moving as if I knew how to swim, which I don't. But all of a sudden, my arms are moving, and I hear somebody say, 'Swim, swim, swim.' And little by little, I went over through the deep water all the way to the dry land. And I pulled myself out, and I came here to the Baal Shem Tov." And so, from this story, we see the Baal Shem Tov was able to do very, many, many miracles. And the Baal Shem Tov, because of his Ruach HaKodesh, he knew that this Jew was in trouble, even though the Jew was very far away. The Baal Shem Tov knew that he was in trouble. And since the Baal Shem Tov was saying, "Swim, swim, swim," moving his arms, this helped the Jew to move his arms and to swim, which he didn't himself know how to do, until he was able to save his life. And that is the story of the Baal Shem Tov for today. Thank you for joining us for the story of the day.